Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a mother, wife, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to create their own unique level of balance so they can finally experience the joy, passion, success, and fulfillment that they have been seeking in life. And so during this month of May, we have been focusing our podcasts on the secrets to being the best mom because of Mother's Day, you know? So today, we are going to talk about the number one thing that you can do to be the best mom, and that is to take care of you. But before we get started, I want to remind you that I have a free private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar to find it. Also, I have created a free download called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care. It's a guide to help you take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. Visit my website to download it. That's tinaheisman.com. Okay, so now let's dive in and talk about how to take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. Because you know, girls, this motherhood thing is no joke. It is exhausting, physically and mentally. And although everyone tells us this, I don't think anything can really prepare us for it, right? We just have to experience it and figure it out for ourselves. And it looks a little different for all of us. You know, for some of us, certain things are more difficult than others. Some of us thrive in the baby stage. Some of us thrive in the teenager stage. And so it just looks different for all of us. We just have to figure it out for ourselves. And so the thing is, being a mom is exhausting, right? Like taking care of our family is a full-time job. It's actually the equivalent of many full-time jobs. But on top of that, we all take other things on too. You know, like some of us have careers or we're passionate about volunteering places or I was just thinking a friend of mine often hosts foreign exchange students. Some of us find ourselves caring for ill friends or family members. You know, like there's just so much on our plates. There's so much to do in addition to taking care of our families. And so I'm not saying that we shouldn't do all of these other things. Many of them are good things and many of them we have to do. But I would love to encourage us to consider when we say yes, because sometimes we say yes to too many things and we get off balance. You know, sometimes we say yes because we feel obligated, or we see other people doing it, so we think we should, or maybe certain things we might be afraid if we wait for it that the opportunity will pass us by. I really relate to that with my career. That's been really a point for me, you know, feeling like if I don't do this now, then I'm going to miss out on it. And so I think we just want to be aware of that and pay attention to it and know that there is a time and a place for everything. You know, there's a time and a place for all of these things that we want to do. And so we want to try to live our best life so that we're thriving and not just surviving. And that's what I want to help us do today, right? So just taking a look at taking care of ourselves so that we can handle all these different demands that come our way and kind of be in our best frame of mind to know what things are right for us now and what things are not right for us now, and giving us permission to say no sometimes, right? And so the thing is, taking care of ourselves with all of these demands, taking care of ourselves is most often what we put into the category of a luxury when we're moms, right? It's like, oh, I wish I had time for that. Oh, I wish I had time for that. But the problem with living our life that way is that we might not come across that time ever if we just let it simmer out there. And so taking care of ourselves is not a luxury. It's not something that can wait. We've got to do it now so that we can be doing all of the things that we want to be doing. It'll give us more energy. So, you know, Proverbs 31:17 says, "She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks." I pick this piece of scripture to represent this part of self-care with what we're talking about today because I think that God is sharing with us that we should take good care of ourselves. And so the woman in Proverbs 31, she's working vigorously like we are, and she's strong for her tasks. And I'm saying that's because she takes care of herself, right? We have to, or we will not be strong. Taking care of ourselves is vital to keeping us at our best. And I know that's where we all want to be. So today, we're going to talk about five different areas of self-care. And in each area, I'll just share a little bit of information and one simple tip with you. So if you have a little notepad or something, or you want to take some notes on it, I'll give you just a little simple tip at the end of each one that you can start today to implement so you can be feeling your best. Okay? So let's dive in with that. So first things first, we're going to start with one of my most favorite ways to take care of ourselves. Food. I love food. I love food. I love eating. I'm one of those people that like my day revolves around my food and what I'm going to get to eat. And I try to eat really healthy, and I can't express enough how important that is and how much I've learned about that. Just coming at food with the attitude of that it's fuel for our bodies and not a reward for good behavior. I totally fall into the trap of that though, like rewarding good behavior with snacks and foods and different things like that, whether it's wine or ice cream or whatever, right? And so we have definitely time in our life for that. But for the most part, like on a daily basis, for us to be feeling our best, we need to view food as fuel. And so what kinds of foods fuel our body and give us energy? You know, those darn little goldfish are so yummy and easy to steal when we're preparing lunches or snacks. But how is that really fueling us, right? Like that's something that's processed and not really all that healthy, not really going to give us the kind of energy we're looking for. And so just keeping that in mind as the foods that we pick, trying to make them whole foods, healthy foods, reducing the amount of processed foods. And then something really important is drinking enough water. Right? Like seriously, girls, that foggy brain, and especially if we're trying to make up for a lack of sleep or something else, drinking enough water and eating healthy food is really going to help us function where we want to be functioning, right? And having the physical and mental energy that we need to thrive in our days. And so in case you don't know, we should all be drinking half of our body weight in ounces of water every day. So for example, if you weigh 120, you should be drinking 60 ounces of water a day, just to give you an example. So a simple action step here with your food. Here is my simple action step, and this is something I do. And it might seem difficult at first, but it's simple, right? Take a few minutes on the weekend to plan your meals for the upcoming week. This is so that you can be prepared. You'll know what you're making for dinner every day. You'll know what you're going to have for breakfast and lunch every day. And that way, when something comes up unexpected, or there's a change in your schedule, you don't have to eat something that's unhealthy like when you're in a pinch. And like this has been one of the most important things that I have found is doing my menu planning on the weekend and my grocery shopping on the weekend so that I am ready with healthy foods for the week. This makes all the difference in the world. It takes a few minutes on the weekend, but then it takes the stress away out of the week, and it really helps you eat healthy all week. I'm serious. This one is worth trying, and I hope that you will if this is an area that you struggle in. Okay, so tip number two, the second one is exercise. I know, you don't want to hear it. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm not. I'm here to encourage you. My motto is progress, not perfection, right? Progress, not perfection. And with exercise, like there's no finish line. There's no end result. Like every day we should be doing a little bit of something to move our bodies. And this is not about vanity or anything like that. It's about wellness and quality of life. Like our bodies really needed our muscles. And you know, like working out or just walking reduces stress. It keeps our muscles strong and it elevates our mood. You know, and it makes us feel better about ourselves. It makes me feel better anyway. And I used to think that I had to put in an hour at the gym or it didn't matter. And I was really consistent about it. I was going like 5 days a week. But if I didn't have that hour, then I didn't bother. And boy, I have learned like how wrong I was, that really anything is better than nothing. And I'm at the point now where I have discovered these awesome 30-minute workouts that I do at home in my family room. And I, most of you who know me know, like, I'm a little crazy with this. I do get up early in the morning and do it before anyone can interrupt me, before I can talk myself out of it, before my brain knows what's going on. But I do this 6 days a week. I get up early, I get it done, and then I can shower and move on with my day. And I love that. I know it doesn't work for everyone, but just let me encourage you. Like, if you don't have an exercise routine or you don't want to do a formal exercise routine, just start with something small. You know, just look for one more thing you could do in your day to add a few minutes to get your heart rate up a little bit. You know, you could park further away at the store or add a little bit of time onto any walks that you're doing, or be really intentional about playing outside with your kids or something. You know, whatever you can do, and just know that really any time helps. It really does. And so doesn't have to be a lot. And I think that I do just a fine job with just 30 minutes a day, 6 days a week, and it makes me happy. So, okay, remember that. Progress, not perfection. Like, just move our bodies. It feels so much better. Okay, so tip number 3 is to get enough sleep. This one, like, makes me laugh out loud. I know it can be so hard as parents, but for those of you who know me, sleep is my jam. I mean, I'm not sure if I like food more or sleep more. I don't know. I love them both, food and sleep. And I'm going to share something with you. And if you've heard me talk before, you know this, but I take a nap often, like almost every day. Seriously. This started back when my children were little. They were like 2 and 5. And I was working with my life coach on how I could get through the long days and still have energy for myself in the evening and for my husband. And to prevent, like, that, you know, when the witching hour comes, like between 4 and 6, and everyone's getting crabby and hangry and everything else, taking that little 30-minute nap. And I just set a timer for 30 minutes short. And when I do that, then I have the energy to cope with the insanity that before dinner time can bring, right? And it was helping me back then. My husband worked late a lot, and so I would get calls and he was coming late and not when I thought he was coming. And so I needed to figure something out to get through the days. And so definitely look at your sleep. And so my tip here for you, I would suggest you start with a sleep journal. Just write down every night, like, what time you're going to bed. And then the next morning, write down what time you wake up, and also assess your energy level to see if you're getting enough sleep. So, like, in the morning when you wake up, like, am I feeling energized or am I feeling exhausted or am I feeling somewhere in between? Like, make a note of that. Keep track of it for like 7 to 14 days and see how you're doing. You know, see if it looks like you might need a little bit more sleep, or if you feel better on the days where you do get more sleep. So see if you can find your sweet spot with that. And please, for goodness sake, do not be afraid to take a nap. Naps are the bomb. Okay, tip number 4 is make time for your passions. Oh, I can't stress this one enough. You know, we get so busy, we give up our interests once we become a mom, right? It's so important for us to find time for what we love to do. It really helps us thrive in life and not just survive. So what is it that you love to do, or that you used to love to do before you had kids? Is it reading or writing or exercising? I don't know. Some people really actually love exercising. I don't think I'm one of those people. I do it for the end result, but maybe you do. Maybe you do love exercising. What is it, gardening or painting? I don't know, people make jewelry or traveling. Whatever it is that you love to do, what you're passionate about. Volunteering just came to my mind. Like, that's another thing. Some people are really passionate about that. Whatever it is that, like, lights you up and fills your soul, make these things a priority and find a way to incorporate them into your routine. And I know there's a million excuses for why you don't have time, and I am guilty of this as well. But if we can try to do some of the things that we love to do, even if we don't get to do it as often as before, we are going to be happier still. This is something that's really important for our well-being. And because we know when we're taking care of ourselves and we're good and we're happy, that makes us function better as a mom and a wife and a friend and a sister and all of those things. And we are better able to carry out our roles when we have that energy that we get from fulfilling our passions. I can't say enough about that. Like, as important as sleep is for, like, refreshing our body, doing something you're passionate about also refreshes your body. And so my tip here for you is to try to do something that you love to do at least once every week. Try to put it on your calendar, get your husband in, ask for a little help with the kids, whatever you got to do. But this will really bring you joy, and it's going to give you something to look forward to, and it really will help increase your energy, and that's going to feel so super good. Okay, the last tip, tip number 5, is making time for prayer and meditation and learning about God. For me, this is the one tip that makes my life all that I want it to be, you guys. I can't stress it enough. I give this to you as my last tip, my 5th tip, but I'm stressing this one the most. If you only do one of these 5 tips, please start here. Girls, prayer and meditation and learning more about God and your faith is the answer to just about every problem. And that's why I position myself as a Christian life coach, because this is where we bring our problems. So I separate prayer and meditation a little bit. I know there's different kinds of meditation that we can do, but today what I mean is for prayer, like speaking your needs to God, your needs for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your community, and for the world, like bring all of your concerns to God. Nothing is too big or too small or too private. He can handle it all. Bring it all to Him. Bring Him your prayers. But then take time to listen to what He might say. You know, like He might answer you right away or He might not, but the point really is to give Him the space to talk to you. I don't know about you guys, but I am a talker and I could just keep talking. What good does that do me if I don't stop and listen to what God might be saying, right? And so I would encourage you to just start with 5 minutes of listening. And you know what? If you need to start with 1 minute of listening, go for it. You can work up to more minutes if you want, but just making a start. And you know what I did in the beginning when I was getting used to this was I set a timer, because that just like let my mind be free of worrying about that or watching the clock. And then what I do is I just try to clear my mind and just kind of follow my breath in and out and just listen and notice what God might be telling me. And sometimes I feel like I hear from God in those few minutes, and sometimes I don't. But I know that I'm at least giving Him the space to do it, and He will talk to me later if that's, you know, what needs to happen. And so we just trust that, right? And so I also recommend a little bit of scripture on a regular basis, because you find your answers in there too. It's really awesome. Like any problem that you're struggling with, oh my gosh. You guys, over Lent, I did some different devotionals on forgiveness, and I found them in the Bible app on my phone. And so it really helped me with some forgiveness issues that I've been struggling with. And I just loved it. And finding someone else's inspirational words to help you when you're working on something, and then seeing how it's based in scripture is really peaceful to me. It really is peaceful. And so I want that for you too. And it will help you be the best mom. And so my tip here for you is to commit to making prayer a regular part of your life. And start with a reasonable goal, maybe 3 days a week for 10 minutes at a time. You know, whatever sounds reasonable to you. And then you can progress from there and add days. I do 7 days a week, at least 10 minutes, probably at least 30 minutes each day. But that's just me. I just love that. It makes everything so much better in my life. And you, it will for you too, I promise. Okay, so those are my 5 tips for us moms to take better care of ourselves so that we can take care of all of those around us. So we've got to eat right, get a little exercise, get a lot of sleep, save some time for our passions, and spend some time with God. Good stuff, right? All right, I know this is easier said than done, and it really helps to have someone help you and help you be accountable and help you discover like what things work exactly best for you. And so if you want some help, I would love to be that gal for you. Just reach out to me. I have a complimentary discovery call where we can take a look at where you are at with these things and where you want to be and figure out what's holding you back and come up with a plan for you for the future. So on that note, remember, I have created the ultimate guide to guilt-free self-care. Ding, 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 ding. This would be perfect to help you feel like your best self every day. It's on my website, tinaheisman.com. And don't forget to join the Proverbs 31 by Design community on Facebook. All right. Talk to you next week.